Graveyard at Herd's Gulch. His grave is strewn with litter again, crumpled napkins, a plastic spoon, white styrofoam cup tipped on its side, bright half moon of lipstick on the rim. I want to scold her for the mess she's left, the flattened grass and squashed grapes, but I've seen her walking toward the trees, her hollow body receding, her shadow following behind. I'm the intruder, come not to mourn a specific body, but to rest under a tree, my finger tracing the rows of glowing marble, the cloud-covered hips of the hills. I always take the same spot, next to the sunken stone that says, Mother, the carved dates with a little dash between them, a brief, deep cut, like a metaphor for life. Does she whisper, I wonder, to the one she loves, or simply eat and sleep, content for an hour above the bed of his bones? I think she brings him oranges and secrets, her days torn in intricate lace. I have no one on this hill to dine with. I'm blessed. Everyone I love is still alive. I know there is no God, no afterlife, but there is this peace, the granite angel with the moss-covered wings whose face I've grown to love, her sad smile, like that sadness we feel after sex. Those few delirious hours, when we needed nothing but breath and flesh, after we've flown back into ourselves, our imperfect heavy bodies, just before that terrible hunger returns.